A reading from the Gospel of John. Pilate said to Jesus, "Are you the king of the Jews?" Jesus answered, "Do you say this on your own, or have others told you about me?" Pilate answered, "I'm not a Jew, am I? Your own nation and the chief priests handed you over to me. What have you done?" Jesus answered, "My kingdom does not belong to this world. If my kingdom did belong to this world, my attendants would be fighting to keep me from being handed over to the Jews. But as it is, my kingdom is not here." So Pilate said to him, "Then you are a king." Jesus answered, "You say I am a king. For this I was born, and for this I came into the world, to testify to the truth. Everyone who belongs to the truth listens to my voice." The Gospel of the Lord. This has been a pretty intense and tragic week for our world. All of a sudden, the wildfires raging in the Middle East seem to be popping up all around us now, and I suspect that we haven't seen the last of it. What is this struggle for power all about? What do the terrorists want? Maybe they just want a piece of the power that the rest of the world has. How do we, though, as followers of Jesus, respond to this grabbing of power and wealth that seems so rampant? In the gospel today, Pilate wants to force Jesus to admitting that he is a king, one hungry for power like the other kings. "Then you are a king," he asks Jesus, as if Jesus' answering yes would somehow give legitimacy to his own insatiable thirst for power. Pilate waits, his fingers crossed, hoping that Jesus will say yes. Jesus, however, does not say yes. "You say I am the king," he responds to Pilate. And then Jesus adds, "For this I was born, and for this I came into the world, to testify to the truth." We can almost see Pilate's shoulders drop, his eyes squint, and his forehead wrinkle up. If he could only get Jesus to admit that he too is a king vying for power, then Pilate's own drunken power struggle would have some legitimacy. "I was born to testify to the truth," responds Jesus. He doesn't enter into Pilate's game of power. Truth and nonviolent love are the only weapons in Jesus' army. He refuses to pick up the dice that Pilate has set before him and play his game of evil. Truth is Jesus' only weapon. "I came into this world to testify to the truth." As we know, Pilate will have his moment of glory as he stands in judgment of Jesus and condemns him to death, something we see with frequency these days in the news. It will seem for a moment that the terrorists and those drunk with power have won the game. Jesus has promised us, though, that truth is what will set us free, the very truth that Jesus himself has come to witness to. It will require, though, that we not play the game of power and untruth. We have to choose to not roll the dice. I must say that never in my life the cross of Jesus Christ seemed so real, so near, so much a part of real life, real circumstances, real people. And people who are willing to give their lives away in the name of truth and justice and peace. The gospel stories suddenly seem very real. Men and women and children are giving their lives away in faithful obedience to the true God, the God of life. Following Jesus today is more than memorizing catechisms and reciting prayers by heart. Once again, we're being asked to follow Jesus. Are we prepared to testify to the truth that sets us free? today we have an opportunity to step in that direction. Here I am, Lord. Here I am, ready to do your will.